You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. You know what's interesting,
Ed? Are we going to have any talk about the Reformation? Because, I mean, this is 2017. Church planters should be nailing theses to doors. That's what they should be doing.
You haven't done it already? That was like January 1st, our New Year's. Hey, you know what's interesting?
This Halloween, you know what I'm going to do on Halloween? I'm going to nail 95 Reese's to the door. That's my thing. That's my deal.
Let's see how many pastors will dress up as Martin Luther this Halloween. It'll be fun to see.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
And the number of bobbleheads.
I don't know what Luther... Did Luther, I mean, I don't know that I've seen a lot of pictures of Luther in like his outfit. I mean, he always got the monk outfit, but he didn't wear the monk outfit later. I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah, that'd be funny. Now, what's interesting is recently I was on Kerry Newhoff's Canadian Church Leaders podcast, and a lot of people talk to me and, you know, they make fun of the fact that I say resources, and this has kind of been a running joke on our podcast.
It is kind of Canadian.
Yeah,
it's
but
kind of a process.
He says it
you
too.
You got to take the process. Well, he's Canadian.
Yeah, I don't think all Canadians say that. But it's funny because we commiserated because other people, other Americans have made fun of him for saying resources as well. So it was fun to talk a little bit about that. That was fun. Well, today we have a question from actually another Canadian, Jesus Zabaleta, who
it's
is
like
a
the Canadian mafia.
It's fun. I mean, it's neat. He has submitted tons of questions for us, and this is the first one we're airing. We've interacted quite a bit on Twitter, and he is a unique situation because he's planting in Quebec, but planting a Spanish church there. So let's listen into his question.
Hi, Daniel. My name is Jesus, like Jesus. As you know, I'm a church planter here in Quebec, near to Brossard. I have a question concerning a Spanish church planter. What do you think about planting a Spanish church here in Quebec, especially where people speak French? What advice do you have to tell me about it? And is it possible maybe that I have to change my vision, you know, to French people? Guys, I appreciate your help and keep working hard. God bless you.
Now, Ed, I don't know. Do you have any experience in Louisiana? Because when I hear this question, Quebec, Brossard is still in the Montreal area. So there's a lot of people who speak English. A lot of people speak French. It's about 50-50. And there's many Spanish immigrants as well in that context. And when I'm kind of thinking of another North American parallel, Louisiana sometime, it kind of comes up in my mind. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, I think the challenge is that you and I are, neither of us are Spanish speakers or Latino. And it's kind of tricky because, I mean, you were there in Montreal, you have experience. And of course, I've been to New Orleans, which has the French background, the Acadian French background.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, the reality is there are missionary questions that are more generic, and then there are local questions that we're probably not equipped to answer. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, the missionary questions are, you know, are you, can you, you know, he's obviously, I think by his name, he indicated to us he was Spanish.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming Latino, certainly Spanish speaking. You know him personally, right?
Yeah, just through the internet, through our ministry, New Churches.
Okay. So if assuming he's Latino, he's in Quebec, which is a lot of Quebecois. I mean, so certainly he's, you know, of course, if you're in Quebec, it's majority French, but as you mentioned, it's in the cities, it's more English and French. So he's certainly a minority.
Yes, that's for sure.
And in a place that's already a dual culture. Mm-hmm. So to me, it seems that there's both opportunities and challenges that flow from that. The opportunities are that he can be that new cultural context, right? So he might reach French Canadians simultaneously with Latinos and engage in some of those conversations. He may, on the other hand, plant a monocultural church. And again, I know that that's not popular nowadays, but I think it's important for us to consider that the reality is sometimes in a first generation, an immigrant church. Again, we don't know quite who's moving. If you wanted to use the New Orleans example, I mean, a lot of the Latinization of New Orleans has been first-generation immigrants who are coming in, some for the rebuild and other issues as well. And so you're going to have Spanish-speaking first-generation churches. So I would say the opportunity to seize the moment is kind of a missiological decision, of which I don't know that you and I would have the details. So again, I would look in terms of, should we do a first generation, predominantly monocultural, and then we kind of expand out from there. But for now, linguistic driven plant that reaches people in Montreal who may find themselves in great encouragement that there's a group that of the same language and the same culture with which they can gather. Or are we at the place where we're second generation, where maybe they're Francophone and Latino background Francophones, and they're connecting with Francophone broader culture or English-speaking broader culture? So all those are variables that we don't know, but are certainly helpful to consider and opportunities as well.
Yeah, those are good points. When we did our research on the state of church planting, and as Ed, you and I talked about, the practices of churches that multiplied, the first one that we identified was that kingdom mindset. And when I think of being a missionary, and Jesus, you really very much are a missionary in Quebec, reaching the lost who are there. And I have no issue with a first generation monocultural Hispanic church where you are reaching other immigrants, right? There's definitely a common narrative that you'll share there, because all of you will have to send your kids to a French speaking school. You wouldn't be able to send them to an English speaking one, especially if you're immigrants in Quebec. So you're going to have to deal with that probably a little bit more than the English side. And yet you have this heart language and this desire to worship in your heart language in Spanish, yet you're in this land, Quebec. So one thing that I would actually encourage you to consider is a kingdom partnership. When you look at first generation churches, especially ones that have grown up and maybe been around for 10, 15, 20 years, and they have the second generation, their children growing up 5, 10, 15 years old. And a lot of times what happens is the second generation grows up to be preteens, teens, a lot of them tend to leave the church or have a disconnect with their faith because their heart language is not necessarily your heart language. Yet when they look at their faith, when they look at church or having to go to church, it's really in this foreign language in Spanish, but they're going to school in French. They're going to school in English. So what would it look like for you to actually maybe even partner with a local church, another church in the area? If you don't have a building, what would it look like for you to even host your services or have your services in another church that you could see yourself partnering together with, where, yeah, you still are a separate church, but perhaps the second generation or the students or the children's ministry, you can somehow share that so that the adults can worship in their heart language and the students can grow in their faith in their heart language. What are your thoughts on that, Ed?
Yeah. You know, I think you're right. I mean, I think all the scenarios you laid out are good potential paths forward for Jesus. And, you know, you've been there. Now, when you were planting and ministering in Montreal, what was the linguistic or cultural connection of your church?
It was English, but what's fascinating is, I mean, that was like 10 years ago. And when I look at the church plants that are being planted today in Montreal and the ones that are planted in the past few years, what's fascinating is that so many more are now today saying, hey, we have to be bilingual, or we have to do French and English. We can't just go in with an English service anymore. So that's been an interesting shift from 10 years ago.
Interesting indeed. And so again, the dynamics here are you're in a predominantly bicultural setting, and you're actually a third or a fourth culture, depending on the size. And so again, I think that's the path forward, is ultimately have to ask missionary questions. What's the best thing to do as a missionary in this setting to reach the people in this time that God has called us to? And so I think, I mean, Jesus is thinking the right questions. He's asking the right questions. What I would suggest too is to get some people locally who kind of know him and know the situation, maybe in a denomination or a network or others, who maybe have some experience on the ground. You know, talk to some of the successful Francophone and some of the successful English-speaking church planters, and ask them, you know, what would you suggest at this point? Are there other predominantly Spanish-speaking or Latino congregations that you can draw wisdom from as well? So I think there's a lot of opportunity for learning that that we don't know, but we would just push and encourage towards that missiological impulse.
Fantastic. Well, thanks again for listening in to today's episode. Be sure to send your questions in on church planting, multi-site leadership development at newchurches.com. There's a sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail, or you can submit it on speakpipe.com/newchurches if you're on a mobile device. We'll catch you next time.